I got a butterbean scone and a cake pop.
I turn into a fat Midwestern housewife for every morning.
If I don't have my cake pop, I can't get...
Can't jumpstart my day without three cake pops in my mouth at once.
That chair can actually come, like the back.
Yeah.
Unless you want to lean back with it.
No, I don't. Like the Mullen show, I kept falling backwards in these fucking chairs.
What's the back switch on the Aeron's?
Why don't you sit in it, Chris? And you
you have to like fiddle in your own ass with it because it's Herman Miller's design. It's the only way to adjust it, Christopher. So put.
Oh yeah, there you go.
Kurt on your lap.
Yeah, we moved out of LA, like, we're packing the last of the shit. My girl's putting her bag in, like, the back, and then all of a sudden, Trump news of getting shot, and we're like, hit the gas. Something's gonna happen.
Wheeling out of there. In LA, were you moving?
To Austin, Elvin Austin, now.
No shit. Good for you, man. Wow, recently. Super recently.
Very recently, yeah.
Good for you.
Well, I wasn't planning on living in Austin. I mean, I like playing there, but I wasn't gonna live there, but everything sucks, and then, there's a war.
I don't want to be in LA.
They're going to hit the coast in like San Diego and all that.
You're saying if there's a war?
Yeah, they got nuclear subs in Cuba right now. Russia does.
Yeah, they're doing like, they're on the top like cigarette boats heading to Los Angeles right now. They're in the ocean.
They don't even have to use nukes. They have those, we don't have those missiles. Did you know that?
Really?
Hypersonics, the ones that could change directions and shit in midair.
Okay.
We don't have that.
Who's got them?
Russia, Iran, and China.
Sri Lanka,
because Iran, everybody thought they were, you know, they're going to make nuclear weapons. No, Iran was pretty smart. They just made missiles that you can use.
Old school ones.
Well, they're old school, they're conventional, but they're new school. Remember Iran blew up, they blew up Iran's embassy or something, and then Iran hit, I can't remember what the name of the some Star Wars word that in city, and that's the most fortified place in the earth, the place that Iran hit. They didn't even use their good missiles. They used a Generation 7. They use like the last gen ones.
Yeah, yeah.
And they called them up ahead of time and go, hey, get your people out of there. We're going to hit here, here, and here. And then hit within 750 yards of where they said each time.
That was nice of them to call. Give a little call.
That was classy.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, now that's a war I can get behind.
Well, it was a warning. Like, we can, so we don't have any, like, Iron Dome thing can't block that. And America don't have nothing that can block that unless we can break out the UFOs or whatever the fuck we have. Nothing know about.
Yeah, we'd use the Verizon satellites to laser them out of the sky before they got there.
They'll just paint their missiles blue.
Yeah. Do you like weapons? Like big unit? Because that's a pretty
What do you
good.
Mean weapons?
Like missiles, like knowing missiles,
no,
guidance
systems.
You know
systems? What? I don't know shit about it, except I got to cover this stuff all the time with Jimmy's show. So
yeah,
it's horrible to learn.
Missile capabilities?
Well, I was kind of shocked when I heard that. I was like, what do you mean we don't have that?
How do we not pick up
how much money? How do you spend as much money on shit? We don't have that. It's like everything's Boeing.
Is we got these really good, like something stupid we don't need, like a hot boots or something.
They put a lot of money into viruses for like races. That's what they did. Dude. That's what they're doing in Ukraine.
I don't have any money for good missiles. Why?
Those bio labs that they were like, who's that fat bitch that was running Newland, and they're like, Marco Rubio is like, I just want to dispel conspiracy theories that there's bioweapons labs. And she goes, well, we have bio labs. What's a bio lab? What's the difference?
It's
us,
different.
We have one and it's good. So you're afraid Russia's going to bust in and steal all of our cures for diseases that we were making in the bio labs?
Yeah.
Is that? No. Those are bioweapons labs. And so that's what they have been trying to work on shit that's like, you know, will attack very specific DNA.
Yeah. Good. They're going to attack adenine.
Wait, what'd you say? Adenine?
Adenine, thymine. That's like one of the quotas at the rungs of the ladder in DNA is adenine, AT. What is it? What are the four? DNA?
ATGC.
GC.
Adenine, thymine, guanine, and...
Which one's the Asian one?
A for adenine. It's like little rice paddy hat men, like when you're under the when you start to zoom in on a microscope.
It's a big virus, like Dr. Manhattan.
It's E Honda from Street Fighter when you zoom in on it.
Chinese people are just obsessed with making viruses that look like big, strong American guys.
Regular, being regular. Big.
Look under a microscope. The virus look like. Look like, who's the Joe Huff?
Joe Huff from Stone Cold.
The virus look like Joe Huff from Stone Cold.
He's so cool. Joe Huff.
Oh, he is.
Stone Cold.
Well, that's a Chad virus. If I were.
There we go. No, remember this movie, the biker movie Stone
Cold?
Yes,
I do remember this. With Bosworth.
Ryan Bosworth.
How come? Yeah, I remember.
Kick ass. Wow, look at
that. That's the virus we make. Right, Harry Davidson. Infiltrate the Harrow's Angels. Yeah, man.
Nice.
Do you think it's pronounced Wuhan Lab, actually? You know what? I didn't even think of that.
They threw us off with the W.
Chris, you didn't turn the AC off, did you?
No.
Okay.
Shit. That's
a cool poster, too. That Stone Cold poster. You look at your screen set up here? You have to turn around every 5 seconds?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Don't tell me. I want it to be a surprise what is on the screen.
And reveal.
Now turn around and look at the screen.
So, Kurt, tell us about yourself. This is Kurt Metzger.
Well,
folks,
I just moved to Austin.
How are you liking it?
It's good. I like it.
It's good?
Yeah. I was mostly about getting out of LA, which has degenerated considerably.
It's getting worse.
Where were you in LA? So
by the Laugh Factory on in West Hollywood.
Oh, nice.
But it was kind of, but when I got there, and then it got real weird.
Really?
Yes, some building burned down across Hollywood Boulevard, and people started squatting in it.
Oh, good.
And then a dude would be following, like, women on the street around.
To f*** them and rape them.
Well, I never got to that.
I didn't sex you about that.
Yeah.
Right,
Chris?
Hold on. Don't. Hey, buckle your pants back up. Let me finish before it's not as hot as you think it is. But I'm asleep.
We'll see, Kurt.
My girl's walking her dog. She didn't come back for a while. Okay, and I'm like, where the fuck is she? And then she'd forgotten her phone, and this dude was following her up and down the block from a distance. And he was, hey, do you know what time it is? Like shit, like that. So she went this crazy way to get back. So I'm like, what the fuck? So the next day, I'm like, please remember your phone.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm asleep. I wake. I get it. My phone goes off. He's like, yeah, guy's here. Follow me again. So I roll out of bed and I put on like, I think I had like gravy on it. Okay. It was gray and gray shorts. And I had these dirty ass shoes from going up the canyon.
Yeah. So you get ready and you get all dirtied up.
I didn't mean to, but I did look like the king of the home, like the hobos of the block. So that probably helped my authority. And so I go booking down the street. I ran the wrong way first. I turn around. She says, no, he was that way. So I had to run. So I run up to this dude and I have no wind now. Like, I don't have a lot of wind like that.
That's a problem, yeah.
So when I get there, oh shit, I'm out of breath. But I'm like, I was also upset. So I'm just like, so I'm yelling at this guy who's like, because I always like to stare in their eyes. I've had be in a few hobo fights in New York and, you know, it's like a New York kind of thing where you have to confront a crazy person and won't stop talking to your girl.
That's
happened to me several times up there.
No shit. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm staring at him and he was like, he wasn't a pussy, but he was like, not right. But I think he thought I was like way more not right because I looked batshit, you know?
Yeah, in the morning.
And in my head, I'm like, oh, you just got to say. But then I go, if you ask my girl what time it is again, I'm going to show you what time it is. Like, I'm like, oh, thank God. And then this dude would like, he never, like, if I walk down the street, the guy would like sink into the bushes. He would turn around and sink in the bushes.
Yeah.
Or it would be like Homer in that.
That's what I'm thinking of, a homie. Yeah.
And then people on my block saw, I don't know, like wave at me. Like, yeah. I'm the hero of the block.
The winded hero.
they call him.
No, he does this bit where he's like out of breath and he's like, and then he says, but I'll show you what time it is. Yeah. And they get the shit scared out of him.
Well, the part of it's the gravy shirt. It's like how Batman had the bat to attract the bullets. That's the only one that's bulletproof, the plate.
Anyway, that's awesome.
You can't fight a hobo every week.
No, you get cuts on your your hands. You get
you might as well be cutting chimp meat in the bush.
Yeah, you're gonna get cuts all over your hands and.
Have you ever seen first responders? Have you ever seen the soap that they put on their hands after they deal with
homeless,
that type of thing?
No, what is it?
If a first responder go out and there's like a they're like getting into some homeless guy's guts to save him,
to save his life.
They'll then run over and they'll spray this soap on it. It looks, you know how I get about soap?
Yeah.
It's like my nightmare.
What do you mean? What's your nightmare of soap?
I do not like like manufactured fragrances and cleaners and stuff. Like,
it's that's that real chemical shit.
Grosses me out. But the stuff they use is like super.
It looks like a fire extinguisher.
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
It comes out in like.
It should be though.
Like housing insulation type stuff.
Homeless people's skin is the worst thing you could put your hand on.
Oh yeah.
Like to touch a homeless person.
I like how brazenly. I like how brazenly they'll shake your hand too. That type of thing,
dude. Outside the Comedy Cellar for years, at McDougal, and now it's out of control there, because they ran the cops out that used to keep it relatively orderly, but there was this guy used to come through that would like whip out. He was missing all his tops of his fingers, right?
Kick ass.
Yeah, so you'd be talking, this guy whip out his thing. You go, oh my God.
Claws.
Start putting money in the little nubs.
Oh.
He was like the headliner of the whole block. Patrice used to say, he's like, they give him the, you know, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen.
The solicitor. He was the town solicitor.
Yeah. And he, they're like, wrap it up. Be like, oh, he's got it. And that block, like, you know, New York is where I would more expect that kind of confrontation.
Yeah.
And it looks like bumps. You should have that there. It looks like shit. But, you know, L.A. look kind of suburban, so it's, like, eerie to have that, you know?
Yeah, it's weird to see a guy who have his dick out drinking his own piss with a palm tree in the background. Mm-hmm. And, like, a lotus nearby.
Yeah. Well, it used to be weird.
Normal now.
Chris, can you look up EMT soap? I want to see what it actually is.
So you're talking about, like, up in, like, the... now it's that bad up in, like, West Hollywood, Beverly Hills line?
It just looks like shit, dude. Every place is like degenerated.
Never mind.
Well, first of all, like the beach, I'm blanking out, but Venice
Beach. Yeah, I used to live in Venice, that's why.
So they always had a homeless problem.
Always.
It didn't go all the way up the boardwalk, after pandemic and they closed shit down, it got, I don't know if it's like a real estate scam to make the real estate cheap or something.
Yeah.
But it's almost on purpose to f*** up this bad.
They shoveled them into the mainland.
It's a beautiful couple.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where we'll go.
The thing is if you go to like downtown, do you ever see that? Downtown LA, it's like Calcutta.
Oh,
it's not as nice as the Depression. You know, if you see the Depression, they have like nice metal shacks they made.
Yeah. Steampunk homeless shacks.
Yeah, that's like advanced compared to what it is now.
Wow.
And now they're pushing, like now that, American Psycho dickhead Newsom. He's like issuing an order to get it cleaned. There's like $23 billion just missing that was supposed to clean this up because everybody just steals.
You know? What? He's like, what? I don't know.
Well, now he's not replacing Biden for sure. So he's going to, now he's like, hey, we got to clear this out right now. So I don't know what's going to happen with that. It's not like they, you know, they could just build some houses and put them in there.
He's going to make bug skitter sounds and nothing's going to happen.
God damn, what a piece of shit that guy is.
They tested me for 5 minutes and everybody immediately rejected me.
I bet you he would put up if it had been him versus Trump, this asshole would probably put up the best challenge because of his hair.
Jump rope. Yeah, he looks like he looks like a TV politician.
Yeah, that's what people are like hungry for again, that are into that.
Good idea.
And I think his wife's the one that he stole from his friend. Biden did that with his wife too, right?
Yeah. Didn't he his friend's wife?
His campaign manager.
Yeah. That's pretty funny.
His wife looked like she'd anybody for a spot on Seventh Heaven.
who's his campaign manager's wife? Can we see what she looks like? Is she hot?
I don't know if that's her, but I thought it was.
It's a shallow looking
survivor's guilt. Oh, killed her sister.
So she sacrificed herself to her sister.
Oh yeah, to get a great husband with a great head of hair.
Yeah,
it worked.
It was a lottery.
Golf cart accident. Yeah, you don't want to be messing around with those golf carts.
What the?
Well, she was going 100 miles an hour. The last recorded speed on her sister's golf cart was 130 miles an hour.
I felt the pressure to make my parents forget by being two daughters instead of one. What? Is this MK Ultra shit? What is happening?
Wow.
Be two daughters.
Do you remember when Newsom did his story that we covered because he disappeared for like 2 weeks after he got his booster? And, you know, because it probably made him sick as shit. And so he wouldn't answer. It was like, where's the governor for these 2 weeks? And he was like, yeah, my kids said I couldn't miss Halloween again. We're sick of you missing Halloween.
For 2 weeks. For 2 whole weeks.
We're going to have the best Halloween ever.
Then they look up the kids' costumes. It's like Nicole Brown. His daughter is Nicole Brown Simpson corpse for Halloween. and his son is like the Olympics bomber or something, like some of our strange MK Ultra shit.
Yeah.
They're just the coolest costumes ever.
Perfect. He uses like LA level makeup artists. He uses Izzy Galindo or something.
He chose to take his child. I didn't know he was missing from discussing climate change in Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit. Who gives a shit?
Yeah. He's like, do you know how long it takes to count $23 billion? I mean, what? Oh, shit.
God, keep these things up.
Yeah. Are they pirates?
Yeah.
They're pirates.
That's low effort.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of kids, goddamn.
Just spooky mm-hmm. world costumes out of here. He's not.
He's not one of these MGTOWs. You can see that.
Mm-hmm. Brazilian.
Newsom? No. That's like California original white guy face of California.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's like, he should have a Hurley hat on and a soul patch.
Mm. Reclaims. Oh, no.
Yeah, that's exactly. It's like a thin. Yeah,
it said he proclaims Jewish American Heritage Month. I thought it was his Jewish American Heritage Month.
My.
I'm proclaiming my Jewish American Heritage Month. There's the proclamation. We never read this in full. I feel bad about that.
Well, there's no time like the present.
I only skimmed it. Well, my eyes went immediately to the word Holocaust.
Right here.
No, the one that's two paragraphs down. So I guess they use it again. Jews during the Holocaust.
You know Jehovah Witnesses were in the Holocaust?
Were they?
Yeah.
How'd they get them over there?
They're in Germany. That's I mean, when I was a kid, we went to the Holocaust Museum to look at the Jehovah Witness.
Yeah.
You know? So there's like, you go through and then there's a little part, this is like a plaque that says gypsies, Jehovah Witnesses, and gays. Mm-hmm. One little. They were not the Beyonce of the Holocaust.
They lumped them in with the gays?
Yeah, yeah. And it was like a purple triangle instead of a pink one.
Damn. I think.
Yeah. But anyway, that's how you know the Holocaust happened. There were other people there that saw the whole thing.
Purple
yeah.
triangles, red stars, and blue balloons. See, it was 100% real.
Yellow clovers.
I'm going to make this into a cereal one day with sugar and give the fat ones diabetes.
I didn't know.
Oh, that's interesting. So look at this. The symbology here, it's everyone who died in the Holocaust that wasn't Jewish, they get a triangle that's part of the Jewish star. But not the whole star. So
what
you're
am I, Palestine?
So you're part of the that's so funny. Isn't that interesting?
I like this like cut sheet from Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead on the design.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you like when they put I can't remember which people got acquitted at Nuremberg, a couple of Nazis. Mm-hmm. And the reason they got acquitted, their defense was like, well, we were just copying your eugenics program in America, which was the state of the art. America's much worse about eugenics. They got that from us.
Yeah.
So they got to acquit them because like, the Pledge of Allegiance. Did you know this Pledge of Allegiance? Like a socialist invented it.
Really?
And it used to be a Sig Heil.
No way.
Except you make your hand more up a little bit. You can see it on Wikipedia.
Let's look up who invented the Pledge of Allegiance. Let's check. Never felt good reading the Pledge of Allegiance.
I've never done it once.
It always felt weird to me.
There's a picture. Yeah, Francis Bellamy. And then
Bill Bellamy's grandfather.
Not that one. That's after. That's after they had to change it. There might be a picture of it.
Pledge of Allegiance.
Why are we reading a Pledge of Allegiance written by a French
socialist? That's a great question. Oh, there. It just showed it. You could, yeah, there we go.
What the
There's the original Pledge of Allegiance.
The Bellamy salute.
The old Bellamy salute.
Wow, look at that. How interesting is that?
Man. Yeah,
so it was bad optics later in the war.
Yeah. Interesting.
I wonder if Bill Bellamy said, man, my grandfather was lethal.
It was the Bill Bellamy salute, they called it.
Ooh, that hurts the family lineage.
Did I tell you I was watching Bill Bellamy's stand-up his new stuff?
Yeah, no.
It's awesome. Bill Bellamy has new recent stand-up.
You know what I'm curious about?
It is awesome.
How much has like one earpiece microphone technology advanced since his last special?
Mm-hmm. Really?
Oh, he probably doesn't even need this. He probably, like the Janet Jackson mic, he probably could just have a...
Oh, that's right. He does do Janet Jackson mic. Where's the break on that? Because a lot of people do them, kind of, I guess.
I should do that, I think.
Yeah. Do you want to be more physical? Really explore the space in your act? Yeah. I meant to tell you that.
Let's go to his special, though, because His special is really something else that I've seen. It's really incredible.
How do you? I've been saying Bill Blow Me. It's Bellamy.
Bill Blow Me or Bellamy.
It's not Bill Blow Me.
Bellamy.
Bill Come Bellamy. On, Kurt. Come on, Kurt. He calling me Bill Blow Me again.
Bill, all right. I want my life back.
Should I buy just, it? You go to YouTube.
Is it MTV VJ? Oh, yeah, definitely buy it.
MTV VJ.
Bill Bellamy, I want my life back.
Yo, did you see? I tried watching the John Mulaney LA thing on Netflix.
You got
to
be
did
here.
Did you try to watch it?
No, so I haven't tried
trailer.
To watch it.
I saw the trailer.
So the opening, the part with the map, I was like, oh, it's pretty funny. You know, like a Fred Armisen drummer special kind of mm-hmm. level of funny that I like. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then as it goes on, I'm like, wow, he's really tastefully avoiding this homelessness topic. Like,
first link there's fine,
he's skirting
Chris.
Skirting it?
Yeah, they're just talking about coyotes.
I know y'all heard about Will and Jada. Y'all hear about Will and Jada?
Woo!
Hit
that
pause.
Was the scam.
He's like a, he made himself into a black woman.
Really?
What do you mean?
Yeah, man. Just his voice and his mannerisms. He's like a woman now. He'd play. It's awesome.
Young R&B dude named August Alsina. I know y'all heard about this shit. And she was fucking shit out this man. I'm telling you, she was hitting
him. He's like a black auntie.
I mean, it's wow. Pretty.
Come in, like, let auntie talk to you for a minute.
That is standard when I started comedy, you know.
Yeah. But the way he's sort of curving his mouth up, he's like an auntie. He's like an old black auntie.
I think he always was like that. I could have sworn he was always like that.
I don't remember that from the movies he was in. I guess whatever the director
the
told.
What's the movie? No, what's the movie? What?
How to Be a Player?
That's what it was.
How to Be a Player,
and
yeah.
And it had
yeah.
the guy from the Mac or something.
I guess just the director of How to Be a Player, just every scene. Bill, stop being a
silly Billy. Here, bring in Auntie.
Bill, more male.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know?
Stop being a
fag. You don't think he got Quincy?
I guess he's. I
he
guess
probably
he's,
got Quincy.
Well, he's like an MTV, like.
Four, and I say it again, a player never gets busted. And Katrina.
This movie was great.
Yeah. How to Be a Player was very significant.
But looking back now, I mean, I don't know about Bill Bellamy, but a bunch of these people were gay, it turned out.
Mm.
You thought they were players, and they were, but just not.
They were playing a different game.
Damn. Good handwriting.
Saying
Dre.
Oh, Dre.
Dre.
Oh my God. Well, you know what? It was hurting my neck, but it was worth it.
Mm-hmm. Dre's the most common.
Wasn't that movie great?
It
was worth watching.
I've never seen it. I haven't thought
haven't
about
it
until you brought it up just now.
You haven't seen it?
No.
We have to watch it in full right now.
It's How to Be a Player.
You don't have anything to do today, right?
No, not really. I could learn how to be a player.
We're going 5 hours in.
It's a five-hour movie.
We'll be on an airplane.
Oh, my God. Dude, I never knew about...
We should do a podcast on an airplane where you can't move. We have a fake airplane set, and you just can't move.
You got to watch whatever is on the free.
Yeah. It would be funny if you just took the set and you elevated it 20 feet. So if you wanted to stop the podcast, you'd have to jump out. So you really can't. You can't leave your
What's
seat.
What's that fucking guy, D.B. Cooper? Like, who'll be the first one? And
What's
there's like
D.B.
one parachute.
You know, the guy that got away.
The guy got away, put on a parachute and jumping out because they made him watch. I'd be.
You have to throw the thing.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah, well, there's only one parachute, and you sit there. Yes, the only successful skyjacking.
Oh, Wikipedia's got dark mode now. They really increased the piece with that one.
Ooh.
Now you can,
yeah.
Now you can read Mossad's lies in dark mode.
I
see they went with sort of a creamy, warm, not fully dark gray, which is...
You feel like that's a better...
I feel like that's a worse, but I understand the type of mind that would create something like that.
Did you see... What do you call it? That chick, that you know, the Secret Service broad that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they all took her and kicking her in the. Mm-hmm. That
thing. The video, yeah, they were saying shit. They were dropping hard R's during the fucking. They were just chewing her out.
Well, she sucks at either.
It's like Shane's SNL monologue.
she
retarded. You're gay and retarded.
She has
I want to see her. I want to see her go to prison though. I think she should She belongs in prison.
No, she's part of. She started to say continuity of government, and they cut her off. Mm-hmm. No one got yelling at her. So that's who that's the big thing in charge. And so she helped. She's the one that took Dick Cheney down in the bunker in 9/11, mm-hmm. where he to shoot down the American planes. Like, mm-hmm. she's part of that whole crew.
Really?
So she f***ed up. She did. I mean, she's bad at either protecting or killing Trump. She's not good at either thing.
Mm-hmm. She looks like a she beast from the Northeast. That's what your worst nightmare looks like in Rhode Island.
It does look like
yeah. Like, if you own a restaurant or like a car dealership and that walks in, you run.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah. She's a she bomb.
Have you seen Gina Raimondo's coming up?
Yeah.
Who?
The former governor of Rhode Island. She's getting like very high level now, like buddy buddy with
top 10.
This lady's a pinhead, and she's super corrupt as well.
She looks like Needle Nose Ned from Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Needle Nose Ned.
She is a straight pinhead though. She's got that. That's a Rhode Island head right there.
There she is.
Hell
she
is. Yeah.
She should be that for Halloween.
That's awesome.
They call it, what are they, the Wicked Witch?
I just watched Groundhog Day again recently. It was really good.
It is pretty good, right?
Yeah.
She's kind of hot.
She really has beady eyes. You think she looks pleasing to look at?
It's not really pleasing to look at, but it's
in a librarian like health teacher. Kind of
I would
way.
Fuck. Wow. I've met her and I've talked to her before.
Wow, I've done worse than that.
Yeah, yeah.
100%, I would. I can't even say this.
And no, she's a beast, right? She's a disgusting she beast. No, when she starts talking, she has a really weird way where she comes off where you would hang out with her. I shit you not.
Yeah, a lot of people, politicians have that.
Better than normal, though.
Yeah, you would. Like, you can't see it on here.
Hey, Kurt, did you do a show at a Comedy Connection the other night?
Yeah. She Clinton's
That's good,
you.
Man. How'd you like it? Do you like Rhode Island? Like, she's kind of cool. I was like, we're at a bar.
Yeah, right.
Her and her homosexual husband were getting completely, her gay husband was getting annihilated. Charles and I are stoned off our ass. And we're like, whoa, Gina Raimondo. Yeah, we do film. She's like, yeah, I should do film initiatives here. I'm like, yeah, you guys have nothing. Atlanta's like kicking your ass and like giving away free money to bring movies there. You guys got to do some shit like that. She's like, honestly, I think I'm going to do some shit like that. You guys want to smoke some weed? I'll give you both head.
Dude. She sounds cool as shit.
Yeah, she was so. She's like, listen, my husband's gay. I got to keep him here for optics.
Did her husband the first destiny of the
staff? First destiny. Oh, I'm so proud of her.
You know what's funny? The term first husband.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that in use anywhere in the world, or is that?
No, they call it something different, like the first gentleman.
Oh,
that's baby. The official term is first gentleman.
That's so awesome.
That's sexist.
I want to be the first gentleman. Of the United States. That's my dream since I was a little boy, not to be president. I always wanted to be the first gentleman.
It's a pretty sweet job. You just decorate how you want, and I think it's about time a man decorates it for a change.
Oh, look at that first gentleman of Colorado.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yay.
Hello, gents.
Yo.
What?
Poor guy, man.
What?
Poor bastard. Is it a gay thing?
Guess what? Hey, guess what? I'm the top.
Governor Jared Polis and First Gentleman Marlon Ray.
You think the bigger guy is the top?
Are newlyweds. Look at these fat homos.
Oh my goodness!
Look at her husband.
Hey, you know we're not that far from Pride Month.
Beautiful guys.
Look, what an organic, totally organic gay relationship that looks like.
What a loving ceremony.
Yo, have you heard shit that Buttigieg is not gay?
I believe it.
I know it's bad shit because he just seems like some lame guy.
Look how Chris
hey,
is spelling
you see
it.
That girl over there?
Chris,
I think she's...
No. God damn it.
What?
You missed it. How Chris was spelling Buttigieg.
Buttigieg?
Yeah.
I don't know how to spell
that's
it.
That's Buttigieg.
It's called Judy Butt.
They got that Buttigieg.
Peter Good
hey,
Buttigieg.
Buttigieg.
We got Buttigieg on the scene.
Man, yo. Get your Buttigieg ass on.
What?
Pete Buttigieg ain't gay. Come on, y'all. And Katrina.
Shit is so good at it.
Katrina.
Twice.
Yo, before
and Katrina.
Yeah. Before that, Will, that slap, you know, on mm-hmm. the Oscars. Like, I don't know, maybe like a month before, Chris Rock called me up to write jokes for the Oscars. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I talked to him for a while. I liked him a lot. We talked for like 2 hours. I'm like, all right. So I figure, you know, he'll text me or something. But I guess they had been emailing me. I don't like look at my email like that.
Ooh.
Okay?
Yeah.
And I don't know when the Oscars are. Like, why would I know that?
Yeah, no one cares.
So I'm in Winnipeg doing a show, and I'm about to get back on the plane to leave, and my girlfriend's like, did you write some joke for Chris Rock about Jada Pinkett Smith being bald, and I went, "Oh shit! When's were the Oscars tonight?"
Did you write that joke?
No, I forgot it was happening, and I didn't realize it was like a Sunday. I was on the road, and I was like, "No." I mean, he probably just said that or got it at the last minute. But because I didn't write jokes, it could have happened because he went with the bald jokes. Damn. I haven't written anything.
Oh, man.
Now nah, you awesome. Would have went to that.
It might be my fault that Will Smith, we know, is gay now.
That we entered into World War III.
And yeah, now look at.
Do you write Do you write for other comedians?
Yeah.
Can I pay you to write for me?
Yeah. Pay me to do a lot of stuff.
I just want to pay you to write for me.
I mean, now they're watching How to Be a Player, if you want to. Yeah.
5 hours.
Well, I got you for 5 hours starting right now.
For How to Be a Player.
You guys doing a good 5 hour?
We do. We have it's the 5 hour energy podcast.
No, people think keep it under three, but five.
No, go over five.
You want That's to be the rule. Cross country flight.
Can I actually pay you to write for me though?
Of course.
Oh, that would be huge.
I mean, do you want to keep that part in the show, or you want?
Yeah, I don't care.
That's awesome.
Let's get that finalized though. Let's get that going,
dude. Because I was watching. You sent me a thing. I was watching. It was making me laugh because like you could totally. Like come at it like a TED talk, just how you did the thing with the gladiator.
I send you my shit? Okay.
And you were doing something. You were talking like you were deaf, but yeah. But if you frame that like you're doing like a lot of good by doing this,
yeah.
You know, that's like the perfect way to set that up.
Yeah.
Like, no, I don't talk that way. But what if I did?
Mm-hmm. Right, right. So what? And so what?
I didn't know until very recently that what's his name from Tim and Eric made a song about himself called "I Am a Cuck."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and I listened to it. And I was like,
"It's a great song."
Yeah, dude.
I'm a cuck. I'm a libtard.
It's like, wow, you got me good, dude.
Yeah,
he's a folk singer now.
I am a shill for the Clinton campaign and the left wing makes you press. I'm a pussy who gets right up the ass. I am a cuck. I am a
How many takes did they do of this?
He probably
one.
Yeah, he probably one take jaked it.
Got it in one.
He nailed it on the first.
Isn't he great? He's a good musician.
It's great playing.
Yeah.
It's
a funny song.
I couldn't do better if I was like, hey, I'm going to make a thing of him mocking him for being a cuck. Like, oh, touche, sir.
Can you look up Tim Heidecker and see what he's up to now? Because he's I think he's been hitting it hard.
He just dropped an album.
Did he?
Like a folk album. He does like folk singing and he goes around with a band.
I didn't like. When back in the COVID times,
video go to YouTube, Chris. Let's see what he's up to on YouTube.
JD Vance stole Tim Heidecker's.
He would do a good job making fun of JD Vance too. That's a funny thing. I'm sure he's already working on it.
They probably get Galifianakis to play him, right?
Wells Running Dry is this about the.
Oh yeah, of course he lives there.
Whoa!
Oh, look at all that gear he's got.
That's some gear.
It's the original from when Steely Dan recorded there.
Yeah, we got to get that.
Some Fred Armisen level music theory.
Yeah.
Pump piped in.
You know what? He dropped weight. Like, he looks
great.
That's
it.
Yeah.
That's the song. It's really the key to this is that hammer. Vic, you feel like you could play this? I just can't keep it up. I won't play if I can help it. Josh, I really would be a little, you know, like just like fun Ringo-y kind of thing. It's cool.
Words don't come like they did when I was young. And I don't know why this well running dry.
I would pick it up even more. I think.
What is so interesting? A song about how he's losing it, I guess.
Oh, it's not like a joke?
No.
No, he's a traveling band.
No, he's a serious musician.
It's so confusing, man. He was yelling about Rogan back in the, you know, horse-paced days.
Horse-paced.
And I couldn't tell if he was mad. I was like, is this like an ironic?
He's mad.
He sounds ironic, but he's not. He's mad.
He's mad.
Up.
Does he still hang out with the uglier one?
Who, Eric?
Yeah.
No, I think they cut ties. I think Eric was into some
dark occult and he wouldn't
I think
for it.
I think they cut it. They cut it there. Eric. Yeah, Eric Heidecker. That's the guy, Chris.
I didn't have my coffee this morning. Eric Wareheim.
Eric Wareheim. Eric Weinstein.
Where? Yeah, it's Eric Weinstein.
Yeah, him and Eric Weinstein.
Brazilian. Isn't Eric, who is that?
Eric Weinstein's a Jew who runs cover for Jew.
That's the Weinstein's
that's,
Jewish?
That's the guy that makes that was talking about Epstein, right? Am I making
Dude, I want to talk to him because when I used to write for Sacha Baron Cohen and we would do like pranks on people.
This guy right here, he was on Rogan or somebody.
Yeah.
And he was like, when I met Jeffrey Epstein,
yeah,
there was something dark about him and I knew
it was
that
the
he
ink.
Was evil.
Did you know the story?
Well, the story is just that this guy's a Jew that's running cover for other
Brazilian. Jews.
Well, I mean, listen, what do you like?
Join It'll send the, chills down your spine when I tell
cut
you
that one
Jeffrey
part.
Epstein.
Yeah, no, but he has a story of when he went
Are
to
you
meet,
Jewish, Kurt?
No. Well, I used to date an Israeli for like 10 years.
So what happened? What's the one part that you're talking about? What is it?
So he went to visit Epstein. Epstein would have everybody from MIT or whatever come on, and he sits in the waiting room, and the guy, they leave him in there for an hour. And he's like, what the f***? And there's this weird sculpture in the corner
yeah.
with like lights on it. And he's looking at it and he gets up and he realizes there's a camera in it, like in the middle of it. And as soon as he looks at it, like, Mr. Epstein will see you. So it's like some weird escape yes. room already. And he goes in and they have a coffin with an American flag draped over it.
Yeah.
And Epstein's sitting there with a girl on his knee. And they bring him a coffee to see if like some psychological things to see if you'll put it on the flag on the coffin. So yeah. so he's like, what the f-? And then Epstein would talk to him and he would bounce the chick every so often and go, like that.
Is what Weinstein said?
Yeah. And so there's a character. If you put in Gio from Who is America, that was Sasha's billionaire character.
Yeah.
So he's talking, dude, the way we would set people up in those things is so, it sounded like a prank that we, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like a haunted.
So hold on
house.
A second. The way we would set people up in those things, what are you talking about? You're talking about the Sacha Baron Cohen?
Yeah. So people, you know, and I would always go, people aren't going to do this, but I was wrong every time. But it very, it's like, there's a team of people that are like.
Hold on, I have to help Chris search for something. Chris, can you go to YouTube?
Oh, so this is the one where the girl, yeah, this one right here. So this yeah. chick was fake jerking him off under a blanket. So now a chick comes in, puts a blanket on, pretends to jerk him off while they're talking.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, this sounds a lot like that.
Mm.
And
so you're saying the setup, the Epstein setup
yeah.
with cameras.
This is before Epstein. I knew anything about Epstein. This is like, I don't know, 2017.
What is
this? That when we was that show? That show, yeah.
But you're just saying that the Epstein setup of psychologically it's testing people.
Yes, it sounds like a prank
to see if they'll put the coffee on the American flag on the coffin.
That's how that shit works. And I Sacha had there's a guy John Kiriakou that used to be in the CIA that mm-hmm. was a consultant on one of his movies.
Let's watch Chris spell this one.
I mean,
John Kiriakou.
Let's yeah. go.
Chris.
What's that?
Is that it's a Greek?
Okay. Yes, it's Greek. Yeah.
Kiriakou.
Oh, you have. Oh, there you go.
This guy was a consultant on Sacha Baron Cohen's movies?
He was on The Dictator. He was a consultant.
Okay.
Wow.
But because the way you would set people up is the same way you would do some kind of intel op. And also.
It's his birthday next week.
Yeah. He went 60th. To jail for when he exposed like the torture program. I don't remember that, but
okay.
he did. He got in trouble for it.
Interesting.
Yeah. So that was real strange when Eric Weinstein told that story because that guy Epstein was, you know, everything at MIT. I told Rogan he had this guy Ben Goertzel on that went to Africa with Epstein to map kids' brainwaves. Mm-hmm. African kids' brainwaves.
Yeah.
What? He went with Epstein there?
Yeah, Ben Goertzel wears like a Gilligan hat, and he's got like a pushed-in nose. He talks about AI and horseshit. All them, all these nerds.
This sounds like some spooky haunted house kind of stuff, doesn't it?
Can we look up?
Yeah, like Epstein's New York house with ben the wall Goertzel. Eyeball, glass eyeballs, and it says you're being watched.
Does it? He likes yeah. his art style is very. I'm playing a fun game with you.
Yeah, he's got looks like an escape room. The whole place.
He's got a big giant sense of humor that he just can't.
The guy had a great
art.
Sense of humor.
Yeah, great.
I want to see Ben Goertzkin or whatever the guy's name was. Who's yeah. this guy?
Oh, eyeball wall.
I don't know how to spell that either. Yeah, this guy. Oh. You ever see him?
Oh, that's an ugly what? Guy right
oh,
there.
Right. Man. So that's how you get. You
looks
get,
like a.
It looks like a Trump shooter is what he looks like.
Yeah.
So and, he went with Epstein on
old
the plane to Matt Brainwave.
Trump shooting.
It was Sophia the robot, you know, because there's not enough girls in STEM.
Sexy.
Oh, we've seen him talk on this podcast before. We've looked up videos of him.
Very cute.
He went, so I'm getting that from Whitney Webb, by the way, when she came out. So he went with Epstein to map the children's brainwaves in Africa.
That's awesome.
But it was using his cum.
Good for him.
they're all dorks, so you could just, you know. So Sophia the robot, see that? It was supposed to be like an AI friend for girls that teaches about science that also records your daughter and sends the information.
Punch that thing in the face.
But he also f***ed it too many times and he got caught doing it.
That's why its face is all mashed in and rubbery looking.
Do you understand the name Sophia, why that's significant?
They only built one and he's been f***ing it every
get three, out!
Three times a day, every day, for 3 years.
Yeah, well, that's why they censor it, so they can't rat on it. Do you ever see Bina, B-I-N-A, that robot?
B-I-N-A.
Put in Bina.
The Bina robot.
There you
go.
Oh, no.
Bina 48, yeah.
Please stop f***ing me.
Now, if you like Sophia.
Please stop fucking me.
What's wrong with my head?
Yeah. That's the wife of Martine, you know the highest paid female CEO, right? Of course you do. Martine Rothblatt, who's trans. The highest paid female CEO is a dude. And that's his wife.
No.
And that's that's the inventor of Sirius XM radio.
Wow, look at this fella.
Look at this Lex Luger looking.
Yeah. And this lovely lady did a TED talk about things I've learned since being a woman.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious.
Powerful.
So this is the reincarnation of
robot.
So
they made a robot that looks like his wife.
Is that real?
Yeah. Because the trans thing's just a stepping stone to like some kind of Westworld thing where you put your brain in the.
Okay, I'll bite. In Vermont.
Now, what's with this horrifying
ET? You don't like it?
My real name is Bina 48. What is your real name?
Bina Rothblatt. Do you
it's
ever
like Whoopi
sing?
Goldberg, Bina
as
Rothblatt.
As far as musical instruments go, the only thing I really want to do now is play the harmonica. Something I can carry around. Something that's fun. I'm thinking, but can't think of what else to say.
My husband cut his dick off, and now
I suck the wound.
I have to be cool with it.
Monkey versus computer.
Yo,
who will win? The face computer. Off.
Yo, computer will win. Like, bet on computer.
XM radio is cool. I thought of XM Turbo.
Yeah. So anyway, Sophia, that other robot. You know what that means? You know the Baphomet drawing you always see of the goat head with the tits and the dick. Okay. So that Baphomet, that name, that's some cipher, that means Sophia. Because all these people are into that weird...
How do you get Sophia from Baphomet?
Some French guy. You'd get it by being gay. Yeah, it just means wisdom. So,
type in Baphomet etymology.
Two female names that are really... Isn't not Laurel. What's the other one?
Lilith?
Lilith.
Yeah, Lilith is... that's like lore. Like Baphomet's not an actual like guy. See how it says the story they always tell is they think they were misspelling Mohammed, but that's not what was happening. It was Gnostic shit. Like the Templars went over there and they found out like it wasn't how they thought it was. And you know, like whatever Christian scripture, they already didn't like the church. So they go to the Middle East and they're like, oh, you guys do a very different religion. And I was told they get all these and you get killed for that. You can't like come back with it. So that's why they got all secret. And Sophia means wisdom. And so that started, then when they came back, you know, they killed them, the church and King Philip, I guess, to like take their money. And then the Templars kept that shit going, and that's Freemasons do it. It's like a lot of groups. A lot of groups have like that Sophia and Gnostic shit. Was I watching you guys talk about occult shit at one point on this?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I know Harry Potter glasses when I see.
You watched the Patreon Unlocked 5-hour podcast?
No.
Oh, okay.
Wait, that's what it is?
That's where we talk about the cult shit, but we wait until we're 5 or 6 hours.
We go into the Freemason meeting and a bunch of fat guys and PT Cruisers told us that.
Well, Sophia is just means love of wisdom, doesn't it? Can you type
it
in
means wisdom.
Type in Sophia etymology. Perverted wisdom. Yeah, there you go. It's just great for wisdom.
Let me tell you the ultimate wisdom right now. I don't know if you covered this.
Well, wisdom has a light side and a dark side. It's the pursuit of the dark side.
But here's the secret that they all know. I'm just going to tell it right now.
Mm-hmm.
A hole's a hole. That's the ultimate. It turns out the ultimate thing at the top of the pyramid is learning a hole's a hole.
Mm.
And that's what Diddy taught Bieber
and
Usher and Meek.
Does Bina 48 know this?
I mean, I hope her mouth does because...
Hey, there we go. Here you go.
I want a harmonica.
Give me a Chuck E. Cheese.
You're a jazz blues man.
Yeah. So all these creeps think they're going to do a thing where it's transhumanism. So it's transgender now, but it's going to be, you could be a spider or something, or anything you saw in a computer game.
You can be a spider.
Yeah, you can have a wolf head, and he cuts something out of Dune.
Yeah.
Could have eight legs. But imagine spending $3 million and that's the face. Mm-hmm. Like, even if they're trying to emulate that pretty black woman, that doesn't look like that woman.
Now, you think, I want a big mic, a big mic AI. Did you remember when the conspiracy of Obama was that he was Muslim? That was the big?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ooh,
and then spooky. It turned out, no, he's just gay.
Yeah,
his wife has a dick. I didn't see that coming.
He's just a gay guy. He's just a gay, but he can't have normal gay relationships. Although I did see him really happy at a basketball game recently where his best friend put his hand on his leg. And that's always the reveal. Now, that's the modern black
reveal. His best friend, Michelle?
It was another guy that looked like it could have been in like a hard costume, but I don't think he would have. I think he's just super comfortable now.
Well, that letter came out that he wrote to some, like, in my mind, I have sex with men.
Oh, yeah.
And I try to not be. So that's like that cult, dude. They're all, it's because it's about power. Like your asshole is just like socket to plug in.
It's a power socket.
To go and charge up.
It's to recharge your power levels, your asshole.
Never want to be walking around with a battery at 33%.
Oh, this is a love letter. That's fantastic.
I didn't know you said it like that.
In the imagination.
I mean, if you say that,
that's a funny way to pronounce asshole.
Michelle
the imagination. Is
saying that she,
come in my imagination.
On my way.
Michelle is saying she couldn't stand him for more than a decade. What's that mean?
Because she's an F hag. Because she's a fruit fly.
Is that a thing? A fruit fly? That's funny. That's a good one.
By the way, you know the word fascism? It's from fasci, which means a bundle of sticks.
Yes.
So if they hadn't banned fat, you could call it fascism and fascism.
We were just talking about this.
We were
yesterday?
Just looking up that up on Wednesday.
Yeah it's
like,
so funny.
Like you could fascism. Eat. That's the best tool against fascism is to call it fascism, but you're not supposed to.
Hmm. Leave me alone.
My mind is androgynous, so that's like an Obama loves that little creep Yuval Harari.
My mind is androgynous to a great extent, and I hope to make it more so until I can think in terms of people, not women, as opposed to men.
You know how crazy that is.
Wow.
Mike McCray, who does impressions, he did because he does a good Obama. He goes, now listen, you know, that's the kind of things you have to say to a chick with pink hair in art school.
He wrote that when he was 21.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm. And then his chef tragically died in a naked paddleboarding accident.
Oh, yeah. Poor guy.
He cooked some nasty scallops that were 3 days old. They had a game on them. I don't like that at all. I'll kill you for this, you black son of a bitch.
I'm going to. Your imagination, and I'm gonna leave you where I found you.
I'm gonna put pills up your imagination.
Do you have an Obama chef dead?
You ever see Hunter Biden's
Bill Bellamy
tattoos on his back?
The finger lakes? Yeah,
the demon claw.
He just got him because he used to have a great time at his grandma's house at one of those lakes. That's all. So he gets all of them.
Time. It was such an important time to me, Kurt. I got the tattoo on my back.
Booty chef. I cooked y'all up some booty.
Mm.
Hey, y'all, I cooked y'all up some booty.
Swimming's hard for me.
He served it raw.
Get on in there.
It's a good scallops.
You know, so, Bush, this, I promise you, and I have nothing to back this up, but I bet you anything that I'm right, W and his brother were hunted through the woods by Dick Cheney like he was Ice-T in that movie.
Yeah.
To, like, prove you're fit to live or whatever. That's how they're all part of that shit.
They won.
And, I guess
George Bush is like, it's like Steven Seagal. He's making like Coke bottle silencers.
Hell
yeah!
It's like a hard target.
Dude, yeah,
if
yeah,
you
hard
look
target.
Up, you got a homeless guy coat.
Yeah, look up Mormons.
He's in a tree trunk.
Mormons.
All okay. So you know they hire Mormons mostly for government shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's like an old joke. Like the FBI always had more because they don't do drugs and they do whatever. You know their followers. It's a eugenics cult.
Yeah. Right.
Right. And so. When they started doing MK Ultra and continuing it, they'd go through a lot of Mormons got put in that.
Really?
Yeah, they're ideal for it. In fact, this is creepy as shit. A lot of influencer chicks that are big are Mormon.
Huh.
They actually dominate that. They have their own Hollywood, and you've probably heard of that. But Mormons have a left-hand path. Did you ever hear that?
No.
I never heard that before.
Is a left-hand path like a non-what does that mean?
That's the shortest route to the top of the world. the left hand path. It's like Crowley horseshit. It's all occult bullshit.
Ah,
the right hand and left hand path. The right hand's like the good God, but you're still within the thing always.
Damn, I'm on the right hand path. I could have went the left hand path with Mormons.
You'd have to understand that butthole thing.
Imagination. I'd have to have jizz all over my imagination.
You have to understand how imagination works.
Bloody, bloody jizzy imagination.
Yeah, well, they're like the left hand path. So what they do is they get a. They get like the right hand path, good people, right? And they're like, yeah, we make in their head, it's all just like perverts that are like, this is the way we can be part of the thing. And they go, it's, you know, we make problems for them to solve and they like it. That's go on MormonMonarch.org. And this guy was put in that program who's a Mormon. His name's J.R. Sweet. And the story is creepy as shit. And I believe every word of it. Kathy O'Brien back in the day. Remember her?
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Kathy O'Brien was the one who got, who was she got by?
Pierre Trudeau, among others. She was part of Okay's a Network. And when I read this, I was young. It was in the paper. I read it. It sounded insane. Like George H.W. Bush was passing her around to Robert Byrd as a sex slave, as a child.
The pilot? No, Byrd.
Robert Byrd, the ex-Klansman who was... Oh. You know, that the Obamas and Clintons gave a great eulogy for.
That's right.
And at the time, it's funny because they're like, how could you, this is preposterous to think that Robert Byrd would own a slave.
Nuts.
She went to a congressional hearing. If you watch the story, it's nuts. So remember the satanic panic when everybody was panicking about Satanism?
Yeah.
Do you know how long it lasted?
A week?
No, you would think. No, 30 years.
Oh, the satanic panic?
Yeah, it lasted longer than the Afghanistan war.
The Satanic Panic?
Yeah.
Was it LA based?
It was cover.
Was cover?
Yeah, remember? Okay. So Franklin scandal and the Presidio case, but with Michael Aquino, the guy with the eyebrows that was on Geraldo, that piece of shit was a colonel in the military in good standing who developed PSYOPs and later wrote Mind War, which is the update of that. And he just died recently. Like, I don't know if he shot himself.
Wasn't his wife a smoke show? Or didn't something crazy happen with his sperm or body?
I don't know if anything happened with his body, but he was in that. He ran that program, and what they did is they big pharmed Satanism, like the same way you do an opium and make it OxyContin. They took like occult old shit and made like, okay, what works here? And this guy helped do it, and worked for Reagan, and it's crazy. The story's crazy. That shit, Kathy O'Brien has a Baphomet carved into her pussy from. Michael Aquino, and she's shown it. You can find the video. I didn't want to look at it, but don't pussies already look like Baphomet, by the way?
Can you type in Kathy O'Brien?
Kathy O'Brien put Baphomet pussy?
I mean, I don't, maybe don't put
no
pussy. Okay. It's either put conspiracy theorist.
Just slander, sweets. Oh, she's a Sagittarius.
Well, let me see a picture. Let me see what she looks
like. She wasn't Mormon, but the Mormon guy, So when the Pierre Trudeau one is creepy as shit. The story about Pierre Trudeau.
Isn't Cuba? It Kathy with a C?
Yeah, Kathy O'Brien.
I want to see what she looks like. Kathy O'Brien, conspiracy theorist.
Yeah. No, yeah, that's her now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Her and Gina, so in the 90s, she came out with this. Mm-hmm. So she said Aquino had this staff that looked like a serpent, like a miniature cane, and is actually a cattle prod because... Here's how you do mind control. It's actually real mundane. It's not even fantastical. All you got to do is, it's like mnemonic mind palace shit. You know, like Sherlock Holmes on the series with Sebastian Cumberbatch. He would go in his mind palace, you know?
Okay.
So that one of those techniques for memorizing, okay? And then they traumatize, it's like children. They traumatize the shit out of you because you get photographic memory from severe trauma, like people dressing up like Disney characters and raping you.
Yeah.
And then they store information. Then they electric shock you a bunch of times to make you forget what just happened to you. Then you can be passed around and somebody else just has to activate and you'll relay the message. It's like the first iPhones.
Wow.
You can store info, send messages, jerk off on them, just like an iPhone. And then that's what they would do. And so now, if you're wondering why everybody's a retard now, is because mass rollout phase where nobody can remember shit for more than 2 months.
Yeah.
I mean, that's generous to say 2 months.
Yeah, that is.
And, compartmentalization is the whole key to it, is to split your identity, your gender, or race. Everybody has to be split by that. And then you, your left and right brain has to be split, your masculine and feminine side, so that you
like
have to
the 4-year-old split the old Nazi information. You crack out, you sodomize a 4-year-old, then you break him in half.
That's where they got it from the Nazis. So so they saved about 80,000 Nazis after the war. Yep. America did, and not just the scientists. We saved Mengele. Yeah. They brought Mengele here.
They brought Rusty, who's just kind of a good local, like just a good guy. They were like, you got to bring him with us.
Just a good guy.
Hey, what's up? Wait.
Everybody loves Rusty.
You can't forget him.
No, listen, there are some crimes, but we know Rusty was cool.
Yeah,
right?
He was chill, dude. He'd always go get root beer for us.
Rusty's chill.
He's a solid guy. Always has butts on him. Good.
So Nazis got that shit from the Jesuits or Inquisitions. They would torture people and keep notes, very meticulous notes, right?
Yeah, of course.
And so they found that some people would dissociate, like while they're being tortured, like they go somewhere else and they don't even feel it. So they're like, oh, there must be a demon would come into him at first. But then they figured out it's something psychological. I mean, it's probably the same difference.
Yeah.
And so that's how the Jesuits, which is like their CIA, I guess, it was like to kill like Protestants and Freemasons.
Yeah, they had to go into other groups. That was their cover.
And they got that from the Frankists. So you ever heard of Sabbatai Zevi?
No.
All right. The very first catastrophe of Judaism before the Holocaust, the biggest one, was Sabbatai Zevi, the fake Messiah. And he I'm just gonna cut to a long story. He was in Turkey. Turkey saved a bunch of Jews from Spain when Spain was running. So Spain had some Jews converted. They're called conversos.
Type in Zevi, false Messiah.
SV, I can't remember how to spell it. But anyway, he decides he's the Messiah, and this guy, Nathan of Gaza, famous Kabbalist. The Kabbalah came out of nowhere around this time, and everybody's into it. Christians, whatever. And so
Madonna's into it.
Madonna. It's like 1300.
Yeah.
And
first Madonna.
So the Turkey was like, hey, we'll take you Jews. Like, we're pretty cool with it. And so he started a cult there of being the Messiah. And so they had been getting pogromed, the Jews, so they didn't want to kick anybody out at the time, right? But he was like, here's how you get saved. Eat bacon and your own kids. They're like, we should kick them out. So half of all of the Jews followed this guy.
Where is this happening?
In Turkey. So the Sultan goes, oh, I heard you said you're the Messiah. And he goes, well, here, let's see. I'm going to have all these guys shoot you full of arrows. And if you're the Messiah, you won't die. Or you can convert to Islam. And Sabbatai Zevi was like, dude, I'll just convert. Give me one of them onion hats and I'll put it on right now. Okay. So now Jesus, initially that was a Jewish sect and he got crucified. That was very embarrassing for your Savior to get crucified, right?
Right.
At the time. So like, oh, he's spiritually resurrected and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But this is way more embarrassing for your Messiah if he converts to Islam.
You have now completed the first hour of a Perfect Guy Life podcast. Full access to all episodes and more. Visit MDE.TV. Parents permission, not required. Punch a hot girl in the forehead. Nick?